Blog Talk Radio.
At you again. We on a little late for Sunday, but it's okay. So is the enemy. Before we break into the news for the day, as far as local news, we're dealing with the topic, which is we talk a good talk, but standing up, find a convenient excuse to lay down. That shit gotta stop. But, look who started. It's time to get busy now. Time to get busy. Trust me, people. Should have got busy a long time ago, but it's time to get busy. We'll go ahead and break off into the commercial breaks. And after that, kick it in gear.
Swing low. Time to
head about time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership.
Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people. In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation.
Alright, dealing with this local news, people. First things first, a lot of places are going to be closed down due to the hurricane coming in. Got warning in effect for some places already. That's where a lot of this rain is coming from. Back to that, what I was saying, a couple places going to be closed down soon, airports, local schools, things of that nature, but make sure you have some rations available, anything that's available for you to eat, things like that. And the only thing I say is just prepare yourself if you ever get out of hand. Addition to that, we had a small situation that took place. Three passengers aboard a small plane that crashed in Pompano. And I thought I smelled something today, but yeah, suffered burn wounds and things of that nature. Did make out alive, but kind of weird to go through that kind of experience. In addition to that, they also, some type of information being talked about with the five individuals that were their lives were taken. Some information being brought up, but police are still looking for the individual who did the shooting with that situation on the other side of Pompano. Cayo City is wild, but we get a little wilder sometimes as well, so we try to show a little black love of just chill out with the violence, man. and then taking it to that level. But again, that situation still being uncovered. If you have any information dealing with it, please call your local authorities involved in that. So, with that being said, another situation is being involved where they did find another homicide case aroused in Pompano. VSO identified a homicide victim. And his name is a 25-year-old Hector Alvarez. And if you have any information dealing with that particular case, please also call your local authorities. And that's dealing with the local news for the day. But again, if you would please, please start to collect rations and things of that nature when you have these type of storms coming in. There's not that much electricity available. Stores won't be open to the public like that as far as trying to get, you know, any type of meal or food to the public. So again, start to collect your rations right away. And that's the news for today. But again, we're going to get into this real talk of the talk. We talk a good talk, but standing up, find a convenient excuse to lay down. Okay. No problem. Find a convenient excuse. What can you do? Like-minded people, some of them lay down. Kids, things like that, thing got to work better for the better. I mean, we already went through information with the 1500s. And you see how when I brought up certain topics, it touched people. Like I said, we talk a good talk, but we find a convenient excuse to lay down. I don't care if it's your God, it still has contradictory in it because you born with the self-defense mechanism, but you want to lay down. Back away from the struggle. We talk a good talk, but standing up, we find a convenient excuse to lay down. One thing I suggest to y'all is, hey, make it work, make it stick, make it fit. Back your words up with the action. That way we'll find out who's real and who ain't. Back your words up with action. The shit gonna get busy. Real, real busy. You know, plenty of people that'll sit here and, hey, man. Hey, yeah, all this and that. Yah, yah, all day in your face. But ain't moving. Ain't moving on nothing. It's not the way it works, player. It's not the way it works. People want to see action, man. They long for action. They long for some shit to get busy. Don't give a damn if you starting out with something small. Let's get on it. But again, all that I can say is, hey man, we gotta stop come up with these excuses to deal with the headaches of our problems. And again, we just now catching up with shit. So, some of that stuff ain't gonna take its time, and we know that. You know, some of y'all gonna go through into a relationship, you know, interracial relationship, and some. somebody going to call you out there, you know, all that dumb shit, all kind of crazy shit. Watch, you know, after experimentation mode, some of y'all going to be 40, 50 years old, probably 60 years old. Now it hits you. You ain't got no energy to keep up with the youth. You ain't in the game. You're not in the game. Because you find it a convenient excuse to get comfortable. Lay down. That's why I'd rather be uncomfortable. All y'all with that la-la shit, like I say, do that around Harriet Tubman. God damn it, 38 will handle that shit. It will handle it. That's the problem. Y'all don't want to take it that route. Are we wrong for bringing that up? Y'all bitch asses ain't moving on shit. The fuck we supposed to be in with all fucking Eon for your god to come out the sky? Man, nigga, please. Got shit fucked up. Everybody finna wait all day for shit. Y'all finna watch and wonder and goddamn it, keep your ass over there with them. I'm gonna hold your hand like that. Fuck that shit. All it takes me to see one sellout in your ass, my nigga. It's a wrap. Wonder, man, are we in our right state of mind when we sit here and want to act one way but flip-flopping another and then flip-flopping another? I understand everything coming in threes, but y'all got to sit here and place that trajectory into, you know, some progressional shit. Because the only thing you progressing is someone else's shit because you the one coming out with the negatives. Let me know how you letting someone else win. I mean, how you winning if you giving it away. How'd you win it? And when I say we talk the talk, but we don't walk it. We don't walk it. We talk the talk, but we find a convenient excuse to lay down. Hell nah, I ain't doing that shit today. Want to watch the game. We in the game. Nah, dawg. I go to work. Kids away or whatever. I gotta feed my kids. I thought the children back in the days when work was involved, the children was a part of the work. Y'all busted you on that shit. Y'all used to teach your own babies. Y'all used to have a group center to teach your kids. All of a sudden, like, the school doing it, y'all got to cough the material up. Y'all paying the school by coughing up material for the school. They're coming up with creative ways for y'all to cough up the money for the economy. Whether it's through courts, whether it's through education. See? You always got to go through them. Who wants to live like that? Well, we don't want to. It boils down to fighting because if you try to get some of your own, they're going to try to come and take this motherfucker from you. That's why I say something else is behind the scenes. Something else is behind the scenes. Sad that we don't, you know, we slowly picking it, but we gotta pick it up quicker. We gotta pick up that pace quicker. Pick up the pace. And right about now, we're gonna take this moment to give in with the, our word for the day is Our phrase for the day is, how much time is you wasting? How much time is you wasting? You know what I'm saying? And how many days going by? You gotta get busy out there, people. Time is moving. It ain't stopping. You know, each day that go by, that's the day that's being wasted. I ride my bike all the time through these neighborhoods and see y'all wasting, man. We gotta get some shit going for y'all to get moving. I know you need to have the wheel, but we gotta help you out having the wheel. Remember, somebody helped take the wheel away from you. Just remember that. So always remember, stop wasting time, people. That's our word for the day. Peace on that one. Again, I see a lot of brothers out there, they be quick to kick somebody else's ass in their neighborhood, but let somebody else come in that motherfucker and push it around. It's the game we looking out for here, man, in the worst way. Again, we talk a good talk, but we have a hard time standing up. Like, want to be couch potatoes. Couch potatoes. I never felt really comfortable with a chair. I go into somebody's facility, oh, you can sit down. I got a bad back. I want to stand up. I make up an excuse like that. I don't like to get comfortable. I really don't. Like, even when I'm asleep, my body want to move. Some people just built that way. Again, people, everybody has their own little special gift. Only thing I just suggest that why you don't find that child that you used to be, but bring that energy. Bring that focus. You know what I'm saying? Where's that culmination of black love? Times are different. Oh, I have this in me. You don't have that in you. For all y'all out there with my grandma white, you don't have that in you. Because if I ask this one question, where the hell your goddamn cracker clan came from on this planet that you can't call it? Africa, when? Where? When and where? You stuck with it. You stuck with it. Goddamn it, laboratory experimentation. You want to claim it because you got part of that cuckoo shit in your ass. That's what the fuck goes down. You got part of that cuckoo shit in you. A peck of what don't think they do wrong? Y'all retract that same regurgitation. Monkey see, monkey do. You have to remember, they made the monitor us, but you busy following that shit. Kuta Kinte. Hating on Kuta Kinte. See that shit? Oh, I say people play little dumb games and then want to go find a convenient excuse to lay down. That's it. All that Black History Month you want to be, then the other 11 months you out the box. It is what it is. Like I said, as soon as Black History Month ends, what's the first shit they're giving you? See? They make you run straight to another culture. Shamrocks. Shamrocks. They make you run straight to another culture. Irish. Which is tied to England. Vikings. Sit y'all dumb ass down. I want to sit here and copy some shit. I'm special. No, we're not. We're prisoners. Why the fuck we over here? Hell yeah, we special. Why the fuck we over here as prisoners? Men enjoy mutting out our women. Why? Because all they got to do is make your stupid ass smile. You just would give everything away. Wouldn't even care. I said this shit is about position with them northern fucking clans up there. And all they're doing is using this Halloween Crayola shit on y'all silly asses and giving y'all all kind of diseases in the process, too. For some of y'all, that's what the fuck you get for selling out any damn way. You need to get some parasites up your ass. Stupid. The rest of y'all out there, you know, when they sit here and have you doing all that loose shit, like in the pornos, that's how they see y'all, as pieces of meat. They don't see y'all as no wife material. Because you have to realize, these other cultures is trying to keep their culture bloodline alive, their tribe alive. How are they going to sit here and keep their tribe alive if you mixing in their blood? You must be crazy. You must be crazy. A lot of y'all is on that silly shit. And that's where y'all fucking lose, because when they close the door on your silly ass, it is what it is. Matter of fact, prime example, the girl here with R. Kelly, defending all that, no dad. Wait until that man, you know, your ass get notable. You know he ever gonna touch. See, y'all don't realize that shit, because y'all thinking for the right now. You ain't thinking ahead. Hard head makes a motherfucking soft behind. It is what it is, people. I said we talk a good talk, but standing up, find a convenient excuse to lay down. We're going to find that shit. Oh, you racist. How am I racist to everybody from Africa? Explain that shit to me. And everybody from Africa. Explain that shit to me. See, when I lay it like that, you stuck with your goddamn black cracker ass. You stuck with your black cracker ass. Now you in a position. Because you put your goddamn self there with your damn mouth. Thanks for telling us who you is. I love it. Y'all go running y'all mouth with them insults and all that other dumb shit, and you ain't got no goddamn evidence to back your corner. Because when somebody use the other side of that fucking coin, you can't come with that same bullshit that you laying on that same opposite side of that coin. You can't flip it the other way. See? I can't. That's a problem. You ain't educated. You want to keep denouncing shit. Dismissing shit. Being passive with shit. It's nice you got a goddamn shield in your head. Well, apply that science to helping our peoples out. Goddamn it, shield that. Protect that. Goddamn it, Nat Turner got off his ass. What the fuck y'all ain't doing? Jehovah's. Or whoever else out there. Islam. Y'all sit here and protect all that shit. But y'all don't get y'all ass up and go to them places. Y'all don't go over there and protect the damn land. That's why I said, whoever you is out there, Christian, Hebrew, will protect your land. You go back to Africa, I'm already here. Subtropic, my nigga. Subtropic, my nigga. They let me know you don't want to do someone else's cleanup job and they kick your ass out of that country for no reason. You know they'll do it. I can go to Africa, no problem. Anybody else can go to Africa, no problem. Because our people ain't haters like that. You go over there with some education and respect, you'll get that shit back in return. You're going over there with some slick shit, all right, you get what you get. Get what you get. Well, I say we find a convenient excuse to lay down. When you ain't always got to go in, you know, get that goddamn hair done. Do that shit yourself. You ain't got to go and get your nails done. You do that shit yourself. God damn it, you got babies, shit, have their ass teach you. Or shit, you vice versa. Y'all swap and do it. Keep the traditions in our goddamn people tied in with the babies. Going to get your shit done and have someone else doing it and prepping you and pettying you. I want to be pampered. Pampered? Nigga, we in the middle of a motherfucking war and you want to go get pampered. That's why I say, man, find a convenient excuse to lay down. We're in the middle of a goddamn war. You're looking to be pampered. Gone with that crazy shit. Gone with that crazy shit. Gone with that crazy shit. Find that convenient excuse to back away from that struggle. We're gonna do that. I seen the goddamn ghetto bird flying over this hood today. Swooping, SWAT team and all. Conducting a raid on the wrong house. Shot blanks. Now you fucked up somebody else's shit for no reason. Meanwhile, they sitting there looking at a whole bunch of other niggas not too far from that. God damn it, doing craps and shit. I'm like, for real? Y'all niggas wild. See? So when Facebook time coming, they come laying y'all ass out. And, you know, mama out there crying for your ass because somebody got shot or killed. See? You don't want to do that. My suggestion to the world, man, you got to be better than what you are. Can't be under it. Be great. Be great. Let's take it to greatness. See, y'all scared of greatness or y'all ain't hungry for it. You probably never tasted it. Used to mediocre. Can't do that. Again, we find a good excuse to come up with. And you know there's a whole bunch. All that hard stuff. Well, I'll do this, I'll do that. I'll do this, man. Man, Digos ain't got time for that shit. Buffalo think militarily. Again, time heals all wounds, baby. I think the more and more time marches on, our domino is going to start stacking up. People coming together. They getting busy. I like that. Still got those talkers out there. Is what it is, man. Shots out to Africa. Our struggles want to get a little bit more complex. If we don't start bringing in some serious science. A lot of our queens out there want to be Criolla Crayola crown with the goddamn hairstyle and shit. Blonde one damn month, red another month. I'm like, goddamn. Shit, you might as well be rainbow every goddamn month. That just solve all that shit. You're throwing their money away. I'm throwing somebody else's money away. I'm pimping them while I'm getting mine. No, because in the end, when you go by, you still going to throw your money away. You only live once. See, every goddamn thing is an excuse to sell out. See? Comfortable excuse to lay down. It's okay for us to fuck up. Oh, no. It's okay for somebody to beat your ass for fucking up. That's what's okay. It's only a matter of time for it to start happening. It's only a matter of time for it to start happening. It is what it is, people. I mean, like I said, you got plantation in the education. Black people don't want to sit here and dig deep into their research. Why? Because of the book. And like I said, the first thing they gave them babies was the book. The adults couldn't read or write, and they had to go out in the field and work. So who's in the school learning the book? The babies. That's why they had to learn it as a curriculum. But later on, that got thrown out. Because you can't bring that bullshit to the battlefield thinking that they're going to help build the economy with that goddamn book. Ain't no one plus one in that motherfucker. How are you to add? How are you to teach mathematics in that motherfucker? How are you going to learn about protons, neutrons, electrons in the book? That's why they took it out. It wasn't because people, different religions, don't want to deal with it. No. It's because other cultures came in there and wanted to come in there with higher knowledge than that shit. Can't sit here and learn about physics with Jesus. Can't learn about anatomy with Jesus. See? Now y'all stuck with that shit. Oh, yeah. How? Explain to me how. If you can. Jehovah ain't going to teach you, goddamn it, photosynthesis. That's why their children, they put that shit in school now, elementary school and in preschool as well. And for those who teach their children at home how to grow a garden. But well, God said plant the seed, but yeah, but do it equate for how many times you water that motherfucker? Or when to plant it? Or how far to space it apart. Or how deep to put it. It don't tell you all that. Quit running to the goddamn books. Not going to teach you all that. Not going to teach you shit in literature. Prepositional phases. All that shit. A noun. A verb. That shit ain't no goddamn Bible, a verb and a noun. Huh? Let me know where that shit at in the Latin Vulgate. Don't run out of mother books. No, you came later. Let's go to the original works. It's in Latin. God damn it. So realistically, you know, we all know it really came through Arabic, Hebrew words. So again, come correct, people. Come correct with origin. Some shit y'all scared of. Origin. You don't want no truth because you accept a lie. Like Big Mike say, y'all want to live in a lie. That's why the world going backwards. Motherfuckers say they don't like going backwards. They want to keep moving forward. You going backwards to anybody else. Really though. Backwards. Man up on your responsibilities and quit playing. Sad people, you know, they think for right then and there. If you think for right then and there, you go backwards. If you think ahead, you're moving forward. That's how that shit works. But y'all who live in the moment, y'all don't want to go backwards. Y'all think backwards. For those who don't live in the moment and think ahead, y'all about progression. See how they created a yin and yang? See how they created a yin and yang and y'all just suck it up? It is what it is. But again, y'all think about this world of yours, man. How y'all want it to be? Can't be about this pain and suffering. Can't be about it now. Y'all think ahead based off what happened to us behind. As far as historically. We're taking our fight with the wrong goddamn people, which is ourselves. But for those out there who violate, of course they gotta get punished. Motherfucker, you ain't gonna be roaming free on this planet doing shit to people. What the hell wrong with your dumb ass? Power to the peoples on that one, baby. Black power, dark power. We're coming in with the Montage Monday tomorrow. Is Queen. No, actually, no, I'm gonna finish off with another thing of Ivan Van Sertum. Don't worry, Queen. Y'all gonna be catering to y'all thing in next month. Trust me, and the following Monday gonna be y'all's as well. But this month I gotta finish it off with Ivan Van Sertum. That way we can understand the blacks over there in the Americas. Now, buddy, say 1200 BC. Well, hey. BC, that's a mighty long time. See? BC, that's a mighty long time. Meanwhile, you building a civilization down there in the South and over there in the Americas. And also, you had the one in Asia that all has been documented now. 1500s, mighty hot, but, you know, when we get to that 11, when we get to the BC side, we finna see some shit, too. That's why I say we're doing it inch by inch. We're at the 14, and we're going to be at the 13. Countdown, baby. BC, here we come. I'm going to show y'all where Jesus at. Hamada. I know we ain't got nothing to say. We ain't got nothing to say. We're going to find you, buddy. We're going to see where you at in life. No pickets, no knock. We're going to find where you at, buddy. If you exist, we're going to see. We're going to find out. If any of the disciples exist, we're going to find out. Where's the goddamn tomb? Where the bones? Anything. Y'all just playing guess who? How the, you know, Nile Valley people got tombs. Especially over there in a place called Israel. Huh? I mean, it is what it is, Blair. Time to catch everybody red-handed with their shit. Our ancestors is asking for and is pleading for a case to be solved here. And it's our responsibility as family members to exploit that if there's a crime. And we know there's a crime. We just got to come correct with who's behind it. So we're going to find out that, you know, the reason why Europe came after our ass, because why? They became almost a broke nation. That whole region. Because you got to remember, they also got hit up before that when it was once Rome. That fucked them up. Just to that, before that you had what? Persians. That fucked them up. Ottoman Turks, that fucked them up. You have to realize all them shit there. Continuous, constant, over time. And then you come into the Middle Age centuries and run across the Black Plague. Now you out here snatching up Africans to build up a new land for you. Using cannons and guns. Making. You can't call that workers. Can't call it workers. Like I said, we find a convenient excuse to lay down. We always find that convenient excuse to lay down. Well, I said, all these great leaders we had, and all of a sudden we ain't got no more. I don't want to. Who said you gotta die? Why we can't protect you? I don't get it. I guarantee if it was a female running the leadership, what would happen then? They take out? No, for what? There's some female matriarchs up in this piece. Be wet. And we ain't talking about the fake ones. Can't be a queen, a matriarch, none of that shit if you fuck half the castle. That makes no sense. As a priestess. She into that temptress shit. That's a motherfucker who like to use other people and keep them back. That's pimpology. Anyway, I can name at least 5 reasons why you shouldn't lay down. 1, your babies. Got no babies. 2, your family. Got no family. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all out there orphans. Got no parents. That's tough. That's tough. System to do something like that. But addition from that, you have old people, children. Those are 2 excuses right there. And last reason why you should do it is love. Love for your peoples, man. Love for yourself. I understand people been nasty to you in this world, but shit, that don't mean you gotta stop being your lovable self. There's something about yourself that's lovable. It ain't all twisted. Making it dominant, if that's the case, but you ain't gotta make it. You got something lovable about yourself. Lovable. That's all. You know, somebody do something wrong to you, hey, it's okay. Walk away from their ass. Or do something constructive with your time. I said, we talk a good talk, man. But we gotta stop finding excuses. Lay down, man. Gotta stop finding those excuses to stop laying down. Talk that talk. That's all fine and dandy. Well, execute. Put yourself into some science shits where your hands and your mind is moving. That's a start. Y'all ain't gotta spend your whole time around here macking with each other and, you know, fucking over each other. That shit played the fuck out now. Cause they finna switch the game up. Gotta make some solid seasons about ourselves, man. We destined for new and greater shit. It ain't just gotta be the, you know, this lame dame duck shit that y'all got in y'all head. But we also gotta find out who the rats are in our neighborhood. You got female rats, you got male rats. Just on that is find somebody who's in the gardening. Find somebody who knows natural medicine, and, you know, expand from there. Find somebody who's into dealing with metal, expand from there. Get into the science, people. Again, we talk a good talk. We gotta stop coming with these excuses. Anything you got as an excuse, it's all about building up the economy. All of it's about building up the economy. You know it is. We only on for an hour for the night, people. 4 minutes left in the show. you enjoyed your weekend out there, people. Black Sunday. Rolling into the Montage Monday. There for y'all out there in the subtropic region. Be careful of them storms. They're developing at that time of the year. Again, get ready for this important week coming up. Every week is always important because we always come in with some new information, giving it to the peoples. Like I said, we're going backwards with this date searching, seeing how things went down. Now we start to understand why slavery was put on our peoples. Now we start to understand the game, who put it on our peoples. Said come next month, we're going to come across some information that's going to be a little shocking. To me, I got some information that kind of threw me off. But like I said, we're going to get into it next month. Don't worry, people, 7 more days. It ain't going to kill you. 1 week. 1 week ain't going to kill you. 2 minutes left in the show. Want to give shouts out to Facebook family, Roz Corner. Shouts out to you, family over there in Africa. Shouts out to y'all. My 4 co-hosts, Kings and Queens, Queen Ray, Queen C, Big Mike, Black Sheep. Shot goes out to OC. What's up, King? Dr. Fullmore. Always a pleasure. Big brother, what's going on? A little Queen Empress. Queen Jones. 3 pyramids, baby. They already in alignment. They already in alignment. I'll be the Osiris, goddammit. But they already in alignment. The 3 pyramids. It is what it is. Like I said to y'all out there, for my word for y'all, my last word for you, closing words, just link up, man, get into some projects. Make some things happen out there for your peoples. We gotta have a foundation with something. And that's pretty much all I have to say with that. I'll see y'all tomorrow on the Montage Monday. And y'all take it easy, man. I'm out.